Chapter 7. The Escape. I ran upstairs to tell Longboy. He was very worried. "Of course," he said. "Hardin's brother is a policeman. Why should they pay money for the whiskey? They can put me in prison and take the whiskey for nothing." Longboy quickly put our things in the bags. At 1 o'clock in the morning, we went downstairs and paid for the room. The receptionist looked at us strangely. "Where are you going?" he asked. Longboy didn't answer. While we were leaving, I saw the receptionist speak quietly into the phone. We got to the main road, and then I heard a car behind us. Then we heard the police siren. The sound was very frightening. My heart jumped. "We have to stop, Addie," Longboy said. The police car stopped in front of us. Longboy put his hand on my arm. "Don't worry, Sugar," he said. "Everything's going to be okay." A policeman got out of the car. I knew it was Hardin's brother. He had the same malicious face.
"You're out late," said Officer Hardin.
"We've got a long way to go," said Longboy. Officer Hardin shone his torch into the back of the car.
"What's your business?" he asked.
"Cows and horses," said Longboy.
"That's strange," said Officer Hardin. "I heard you were a bootlegger."
Longboy laughed.
"Not me," he said. "You're wrong."
"Maybe," said Officer Hardin. "Maybe not." He walked to the back of the car. Then he walked around to my side, opened the door, and put his hand on the floor. He found the two bottles of whiskey. Officer Hardin called to another policeman in the police car.
"Okay, Bo," he said. "I found it."
Bo came and sat in the back seat behind me. He was an enormous, ugly man. Longboy followed the police car to an old building, and Bo took our car keys. Longboy sometimes loses his keys, so I always keep extra ones in my bag. We walked up some stairs to an office.
"Sit down," Officer Hardin said to Longboy.
Officer Hardin put the bottles on the table and turned to Longboy.
"You've got a big problem, bootlegger," he said. "If you're lucky, you'll get 6 months in prison." "Where's the rest of the whiskey?" he asked.
"Tell me, and I'll help you."
"There isn't any more whiskey," Longboy said.
"You're lying," Officer Hardin said. "We're going to stay here all night until you tell me the truth." He turned to Bo.
"I'm going to the cafeteria across the road to get some coffee," he said. "Watch them."
I had to think of something quickly. I took the keys out of my purse and held them in my hand. Then I said, "Daddy, I want to go to the toilet."
"There's a toilet just outside this room," said Bo.
I took Longboy's arm. "Daddy, I'm scared," I said. "Come and stand at the door." Longboy looked at Bo.
"Okay," Bo said. "Go with her."
Bo sat at the door and watched us. I put the keys into Longboy's hand and ran quickly down the stairs and out of the door. Longboy ran after me, and we got into the car. Nobody ever left a town faster than we did that night. Every few seconds, Longboy asked, "Are they coming?" Then I heard the siren in the distance. It was getting louder and louder. Longboy turned into a road with trees on both sides. After some time, we came to a small house with an old truck outside. The door opened, and an old man came out.
"Good morning,"
said Long Boy. Good morning, said the man. The police are following us, said Long Boy. Can you help us?
What did you do? Asked the man.
I was carrying some whiskey, Long Boy said. The man looked at us carefully and thought for a moment.
I sometimes make whiskey myself, he said. You have to hide this car. Drive it into the stable.